This is the Don and Mike Show.
This land has a name today and is marked on maps. But the names and the marks and the land all had to be won. Won from nature and from primitive man. 5 generations ago, a mere 125 years back, this land was known only as the West. Known only to a handful of white men, lonely trappers wandering its vastness in search of beaver.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hi there, how are you anyway? That was not good, was it?
Well, oh. That was a disaster.
You think so?
Like paying for sex with a bad hooker. The Don and Mike Show.
You know, let me tell you what makes that good. What makes that good is how long you have to wait to get there.
That beaver tape?
That's right. It's Spencer Tracy talking about the Old West and then ending it up with beaver. I totally love that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. All right. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
I was just calling because I had an idea for a couple of phrases that should be added to the...
Bye!
Oh, that's the magic way to get killed on the
show. You know, he almost sounded like a Martian. Oh, I've got some new phrases for you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hi. You guys are forgetting one of the best NASCAR staple sayings. I'll tell you what.
Everybody's calling with that. You're killing us with that right now, everybody. Although, if you're in your car... I have more empathy for you now, perhaps, than I have in a long time.
Really?
My gal has been in a traffic jam here in D.C. She called during the break. This is funny on too many levels. She says, first, she says, hi, you know, the traffic on your radio station sucks. I'm like, well.
Really?
That's right.
What? Shock. You know, because typically speaking on WJFK, they go, okay, for the Don and Mike Show, I'm Michelle Hughes. Traffic is really bad, and then they read a 40-second commercial.
This traffic brought to you by, right?
Yeah, here's a traffic report. Right. It's bad, and then there's like a 30-second commercial for donuts.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So she said, this traffic stinks. And I said, well, gee, I'm sorry. She says, I've been over an hour and a half and have not been able to make it over the Woodrow Wilson Bridge.
Ooh, that's a long time.
So the Beltway is a big circle that goes around D.C., mm-hmm. and there are two bridges on either side that get you over the water.
Right.
So she's stuck. And she said, thank God I'm not like the people in the car in front of me. And I said, what do you mean? And she said, well, at first it appeared like they were just emptying soda out the window.
Oh, yeah.
She said, but as it's been an hour and a half and they've moved less than a quarter of a mile,
right.
that she's noticed a big manly hand, and she described it perfectly. She said, you know those red plastic cups we have that we use outside?
Yeah, everybody I know the ones you're talking about.
Store. Right. She said...
Great for keg parties.
She said, stuff keeps getting poured out like every 10, 15 minutes now.
And does it look like apple juice?
She said it at first, it appeared to be Coca-Cola.
Okay.
And she said, about 3 pours ago, it changed.
Sure.
Oh, just a little lighter.
She knows what it is now. Absolutely, she knows what
now
it is.
Now, if she sees somebody throwing out what appears to be apple juice with a Baby Ruth in it,
then
you know you got serious
call
problems.
The police.
Then you got a problem. But really, I can't imagine. I have not been in that situation. If it was me, I probably would go in my pants. I would think before I would
You'd go in the suit?
Before, what, my clown suit? Or
no, I'm talking about whenever I think of urination, I think of the right stuff. Where the guy's in that spacesuit, and he's sitting on the on the capsule getting ready to go into space, and they're delaying the launch. Is it request permission to relieve bladder?
Yeah, I got to think that I would do that because, as Janet was describing it to me, she said, there's 18-wheelers all around, and you're in traffic that's not been moving for an hour and a half.
Right.
So I would try, before I do that, I would try to move my way some way over to the side, to the side to just dash for the woods. But otherwise, what if you don't have like a container, what choice do you have?
You know where she is on this bridge. First off, there is no lane. There's no emergency lane.
Yeah, it's near where Charlie's house is.
Is there a bathroom in Charlie's house?
Well, Charlie's house isn't there anymore because they got rid of that bridge.
Right.
It's the new modern bridge.
She's on a very long stretch where there is no shoulder.
Right.
There's nowhere to get off and get off, if you will.
Right.
But you got to do it.
It really is probably the most trapped feeling that you can have without really being trapped.
And it can be painful.
And, you know, at a certain point when you get those amazing, especially when they're weather related, you get the people that say, F it, and they get out of their cars. They just leave their cars, start walking.
I would imagine I would just go in my pants rather than risk the embarrassment of having some 18-wheeler look in and seeing me trying to take my pants off or trying to unzip my pants.
Well, if I had a container.
To fill up a cup.
Mm-hmm. If I had a container. First of all, if you have to go that bad, a cup probably isn't going to cut it for you.
Whoa.
You know, it's probably not going to cut it at all.
Time for a totally adult comment.
Really?
Watched a great porno over the weekend.
Really?
Mm. A great one. Mm. You know what she did at the end? She had a big dog bowl, a metal dog bowl.
Right.
And when the guy finished up, into the bowl. I mean, I've seen it. Seen it where a guy would do it in a cup, like in a champagne glass. Mm-hmm. But this was a big dog bowl, and she said, I want more. And he made more, and then she
really?
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. That did it? Boy, you've come a long way.
You've come
such a long way in what turns you on in a movie. Because there was a time when you didn't even like to be around that part of things.
Right.
Yeah.
You didn't even like to see that on film, and that's
the money shot.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if this one would turn you on, too. Have you seen the one? And I have to really,
yes,
really be careful here.
Just so you know, she didn't have to eat it like a dog. I mean, she
drank it like a champagne glass.
Yeah, she's like as if you were having a milkshake out of a dog dish.
Have you seen the one where? Oh God!
Yes, I'm sure the answer is yes. But go ahead. Whatever it is, I've seen it.
Wow.
The couple.
I don't even watch porno very much anymore, really, because I get laid so much. Mm-hmm. I don't watch porno because I got a girlfriend that's so accommodating all the time.
There will be two women and one guy. The guy will finish, and there will be no evidence whatsoever. So the evidence is hidden.
Mm-hmm. You mean inside?
And then the evidence is produced.
Regurgitated? Are you talking about like a feeding a bird and a bird?
No.
No.
No. Think south.
So the
of that.
It's kept down there. It's kept in the daisy.
Right.
So
and then the daisy, it's gotten, you know, and then the other lady is there.
I'd watch it.
Good for you. I'm just telling you what I saw one time.
Right.
Yeah.
That's all.
Because there are all sorts of but I've also seen on the channels now are your particular fetish that you like.
Yeah, handies.
That seems to be you're seeing a lot more of that now.
That's where
they're actually getting smarter on these.
That's where I happened upon.
Right?
I thought, a metal dog bowl.
That kind of grosses me out.
Not me.
That makes me kind of sick. I don't like looking. I don't like it when it's.
I was done before the degrading part happened.
I'm also not a big one.
And by degrading, I mean when, you know,
understood.
The bowl.
I'm not one for the face either. Like the whole, which seems to be the standard now, where they sit there and they're, you know, it's like, you know, all you need is a tongue depressor. You know, what's that about? It seems it's too trite. It's done too much.
Right.
I'd like a little more creativity. You know what I mean?
What you don't like?
I like the old right on the
pearl necklace.
On the chest. I like that.
Pearl necklace.
I like that
maybe.
Better than right in the face. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether you need that all the time.
I agree.
But that's where, you know, porno is kind of like power in the whole nine yards. You know,
I've never been really one for the facial thing anyway.
I hate that. I really don't like it at all.
Because afterwards.
But I think that they think we like it.
Afterwards.
I think they think we all want to see that.
Yeah.
You know, afterwards you're looking at a girl that's got a face full of
yeah.
You know, it's like
I'd rather either on the boobs or on the back or something like that.
Back.
Well, the back doesn't see.
It's close to there.
It's a different way of doing it.
No, sure it is. I know.
Every time you think of that, you go like that. You think that's what it is.
You mean that?
You see that all the time, and it doesn't even involve that. It does, what is he
doing? I know what it is. It's my girlfriend like calling in a dinner order. What? For goodness sakes, what was that all about?
Here's an update. That was the luckiest lady in the world.
I figured that. I saw her number on caller ID.
Yeah, she wanted to update all of America that she's been in traffic for 2.5 hours now, and two more things she spotted.
Okay.
She spotted someone smoking a joint.
What?
Which is nice, I think.
Yeah.
Well, you want to be relaxed in traffic.
I mean, you got to do something to kill the time.
Right.
She's also seen a trucker, and you know if it got to you, Don, got to you there on a truck. He got he's actually put his brake on his rig. He's exited his rig. Mm-hmm. He's got his foot. It was hard to explain how she explained it. His foot is on the step that goes into the rig.
Right.
And his other foot is by the tire, so he's sort of straddling, and he's relieving himself against the truck.
Wow.
All of this happening on the Beltway right now, live in your nation's capital.
Do we know? Do we have any idea what's going on out there? Well, no. I guess we don't.
You know what you have to do, seriously? You have to do what I told her to do. I hate to say this. It's true. Turn on the news station. It won't kill me.
Yeah, but
turn on the news station and just turn it right back to our show.
Wait for 2 minutes, though.
Yeah, you won't be entertained, but you might be informed. Yeah.
Right.
Check it out on the 8s.
Right.
Just a fact of life.
It is.
Thank you, Rob.
But that's what's going out on your stretch of the woods.
That's what's happening in your relationship.
Very good.
That's what's happening in the national relationship.
So I guess you expect her home about midnight then.
Oh, that means dinner by myself tonight, probably. Even better.
We're
well, you know what?
Dinner.
Because I don't want to be with her cousin. That's the whole thing.
Right.
She's making this incredibly long trip.
Well, she's late.
So did I tell you they've already changed it? It's changed from a dinner, from a lunch, rather, to a dinner.
Oh, a dinner. Oh. All right. So you're on your own tonight.
She's going to meet the cousin for dinner, and he's going to give her the $75 and whatever.
Very nice. Good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's happening?
I wanted to ask Buzz how his ass is feeling after that beating he took on Friday. And if you'd allow me, I can share a story.
How is your butt, Buzz?
I'm pleased to say that I have healed, but it did take a while. That was quite a beating.
Let me take this opportunity to say hello to Summer, if she might be tuning in. I certainly hope that her brother's band appearance was an overwhelming success on Friday night.
Hello, Donna Mike. Boy, she's hot. Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
I can fill up a dog bowl. Kibbles and bits.
Are we on?
Hello.
Yes.
Yes.
Calling from Buzz's beautiful hometown, Wichita.
Thanks for the bio. I love it when we get a. I love it when we get a walking, talking Facebook.
Uh-huh. And hi, guys. Just
what? What do you want? What? Get to it.
Visited your fair city this weekend from Wichita, and
yeah.
I,
why are you giving us a travel log? What do you
God,
want?
God, why weren't you mugged? Why is the crime rate so low in the District of Columbia now that people from Wichita are not rolled on the streets like they should be?
It's amazing. I rented a car. Never going to do that again. Thank God for the metro.
He's still giving us the travel log. We have now found out where you're from, where you were this weekend. Do you have a reason for calling?
I just heard you talking about all the traffic problems there in the city.
Oh, so you didn't have a reason for calling. You wanted to call, get on the radio, and talk about what you did.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Well,
no, it's really nothing. That's why it's disappointing.
Eat one.
I'm connecting with Mr. Burbank there.
No, you're not.
No, you're not. He's
really
as bored as we are.
Pretty much.
What do you mean? What do you mean, pretty much? Hold on. It sounds like you just invented that. You didn't say that. I did.
Oh, that's true.
And my back hurts.
Pretty much.
You stain.
It's pretty much.
Okay.
Buzz is holding up a sign now that says, "Go easy on this guy. This guy's from my hometown."
That's right.
Thank you, Buzz.
God, you're stupid.
I love you, man.
He was lying about that. Buzz didn't hand up any. It didn't hold up any sign at all.
No sign at all.
You cannot find L'Enfant Plaza Hotel unless you call.
It's L'Enfant.
L'Enfant.
It's not L'Enfant. It's not L'Enfant.
Oh my God.
God, Wichitard. I swear to God.
Yeah, you can't trust the Midwest.
What do you do? What do you do in Wichita? Might as well get all your pertinent information out there because we got most of it.
I work on pinball machines, actually. Figure that out.
I'm sorry. I hated him right up until that moment. That was a total surprise to me. I was just waiting to say,
I work on pinball machines, of course.
We actually do some work with the government based on some of the procurement issues that we have.
I work on pinball.
In Wichita, that's known as an IT industry.
Pinball. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Where you from?
That's loud and obnoxious. Hi there, Don and Mike Show. Wept way too loud. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, Don. You know,
unfortunately, I missed when Janet's cousin was in town. Your podcast is not up, and I hate to go back to your podcast.
Yeah, and I'm going to say now for the final time, we appreciate people who listen to us on the podcast, but you people on the podcast got to know something. The show is for people that listen live on the radio every day. The podcast is simply an added bonus, and if it's screwed up or if it's out of order or if things aren't up there when you want them to be up there, buy a freaking radio. Or listen on the computer live every day. We're here every day.
The podcast is up, sir.
I listen to you guys every day that I can.
No, you don't know because you're not listening.
One day I pretty much missed because my daughter had something going on. I had to go attend to that.
Right, BFD. So what?
I heard a rumor that we are becoming more self-absorbed as a society.
No.
I don't think that's true at all.
Look again, sir. That podcast is there. And then you will be happy. That's all. Let's part.
Hold on. So what did you want to say? Seriously, because...
That was fine. He sounds like a total knucklehead, and I'd want to hear the story because I've heard of all the problems.
Is it so hard to ask you to listen to our show on the radio?
No, I try and listen every day when I'm out of my truck.
Whose fault is that that you can't make the show every day, the whole show?
I guess that would have to be mine, and I'll take the blame.
Right. Bye!
There you go. Bye-bye.
Next case. I love it when we solve problems.
Perfect. There's Joe. There's infectious Joe.
Well, I can't say that, Joe. I can't possibly say that. Joe just had a Joe Artinger writes, just die, F-stick. But he wanted me to use the real word. There's just no way I can do that,
no.
Joe.
That's because he's sick. I mean,
Joe has a cold.
Besides being sick in the head, he's sick. And he came in today to tell me how sick he was. Mm-hmm. And... To tell me that he was going to make sure that he watched germs and stuff.
Right.
And I said, great. And then I realized he's going upstairs to put ice into a glass.
Right.
And fill it with a beverage that I'm going to be drinking.
Right.
And
to assure that we all get sick this week.
And he swears that he Purells his hands. He swears he washes his hands.
Good.
I don't think there's enough Purell in the world, Mike. As you stand there right now and you start to cream your hands again.
I like doing it. I just like the sensation. You know, it's a very cool sensation.
Yes,
too.
Just letting you know.
Stimulating, actually.
Joe is sick.
Well, he's at the end of it, right? He's at the tail end of it.
That's what he told me.
Can't seem to shake it.
Yeah, he's been sick for a while. Didn't he have the sick poops a while back, too?
Yes, he did.
Yes.
Hello? Oh, my God. Do you remember those little stains he left on the toilet bowl?
I can't imagine with that lifestyle how he gets sick frequently.
Those little BM stains.
Yeah, just can't handle it.
Not a real big skid, just like two little pimples.
Right.
Two little BM pimples.
Barbecue chicken.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Jambalaya.
Hello there. Podcast radio. Hi there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
How are you?
Very good. Hey, Don, I just wanted to know what channel your reality show is going to be on after you leave.
Don, which network are you going to with that reality
I'm
going to
be
show?
On Logo.
Oh,
Logo. I thought so.
The Log Channel. Logo, the All Gay Channel.
Not the Food Network?
Hey.
You're going to be on the Food Comes Out Network. Because you said it for so many years.
The Stool Channel. Uh-huh. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, I'm here to tell you nothing about me, but this show is mine because I listen live.
Yeah.
Right on, my friend.
That's right. That's good. What kind of dogs you got back there?
He's gone.
He's gone like the wind.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, honey bunny.
Hey, sweetheart. What are we listening to in the background today?
Oh, a little Radiohead, bro.
Right on. What's happening, dude?
Just hanging out, listening to Radiohead, you know?
You're glad you're not in that traffic that we're talking about, huh?
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm so comfy right now.
Really? What are you doing?
Just kind of sitting here, vegging out a little bit.
Yeah. You sitting in a chair or are you lying on a couch?
Beanbag chair, man.
I'm just leaning back in a nice, easy chair.
Really? All right. What are you wearing right now?
Well, let's see. What am I wearing?
Yeah, think about it. Take your time because you sound relaxed. You know, give us a full assessment of what you're wearing.
You're wearing a poncho?
I'm wearing a poncho with a urban sombrero.
Are you wearing anything under that poncho?
No way.
No,
right.
No
but
way.
But you do have your socks on, right?
Oh yeah.
There's no party. There's no birthday party for me.
Oh,
all right,
yeah.
Spicoli. See you later, dude. Sickle. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike radio.
Oh yeah, you got us.
Right on. Hello there.
What can we do for you?
I am lounging out in my beanie cap with a propeller on the top, listening to the podcast.
Oh yeah,
criticism.
Fantastic!
It is amazing.
What are you wearing besides the beanie
cap?
What are you wearing besides the beanie cap with the propeller on it?
A couple of pasties.
Oh yeah!
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay, one more. We got a break. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I wish Cotton was a monkey. I wish Cotton was a monkey.
All right, you know this.
Cotton was a monkey.
This audience is primed and ready.
You think?
Roll it out.
Oh, I love that when that happens. When I catch my gag reflex.
Let's do a little. Let's see. Make Robbie laugh.
Oh my God.
That's right. Head off Speedwag just had a birthday on Saturday.
Right. Yep, he's a birthday boy.
Call us now at 877-365-3636. 10 entire minutes, if that's how long it takes to make Rob laugh.
I'm always an easy mark, and today I'm ready to laugh. If you look at me sideways, Don, I'm going to go, ah!
You love to laugh, don't you?
I do. It's my favorite.
This will make you smile, Rob.
Yeah, what's that?
Mike's about to give you your birthday present.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, Mike is counting out your
happy birthday to you.
In cash. You know it's the best.
There you go. Okay, enjoy it.
Thanks, buddy boy.
Sorry I didn't get it to you last week.
No, thanks for wrapping
Sorry there's no card.
No, it's all right.
All right, no problem at all.
When you get around to it, you can make a card.
No problem.
This is what I like.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, that'll put you in a little better mood for Make Us Laugh, huh?
Everybody's ready to laugh.
Come on, little brains. We got $200 in cash. If you can make Rob laugh, do it right now, 877-365-3636.
Good luck to you, Dumas's.
Yeah, that lady that called before, that didn't tell, now would be the time to call. Yeah.
Now there's no penalty.
Right.
None whatsoever. Call with your little joke.
All you stoners out there going number one in your car, driving, smoking joints, call us now.
Truckers are welcome.
Right on. Okay, we'll be back with your calls. Make us
This is the Don and Mike Show.